Right now on Robin Hood Radio, we would like to welcome one of the stars of that show, Paul Kripel, who's decided to get up this morning and join us. Paul, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. I think your voice sounds good.
Well, it's a deep voice. Normally, my voice isn't this deep and gravelly, but it gives it character. I would make a good character actor in a play someplace.
Actually, you sound a lot like I do when I'm doing the show.
So okay.
If you come see the show, don't think I'm trying to rip you off. Just don't need. There will be no residuals.
Paul, all right, let's get to you a little bit about you. What character are you playing in Anything Goes?
Yeah, I'm playing a character named Moonface Martin. The show that it was written in 1934, so it's of a different time, but it's amazing how familiar it all feels. Moonface Martin was public enemy number 13.
Back then you would have been called.
Always striving to be better. He wanted to be a much higher number.
You'd have been called a scoundrel back then.
Yes, I think scoundrel would have been a good word for him.
So you're having fun with the part, though.
I'm having a great time. What a great group and what a great place to be. I mean, we're loving being here. I grew up an hour away from here, on the other side of the Hudson, in Kingston, New York. That's where I was born. So it's fun for me to be this close. And I never, when you're growing up, you don't necessarily go across the river. You've got your little area. So it's the first time I'm really spending time over here, and I'm loving every minute of it. And seeing friends from every aspect of my life just who live nearby coming by to say hi.
What's great about that is my radio career really blossomed in Kingston, New York. When I was a spy, I was a spy in the sky. I was the first air. I was in the air every day, twice a day. I worked at WKNY and WGHQ.
There you go.
Kingston, New York is, I always call that my second home. It's a lot different.
Yeah, we could go through the names of people who I'm sure we won't know. It's a pleasure to be here in Sharon. I was saying, the cast and you and I will get together and we'll talk about all of that.
All right.
This is such a great group. They really put a great group together. And Robert Levinstein and Alan Wager are here. This is their first season at the Sharon Playhouse, and they're bringing a great new energy to the place. And they know how to run a theater. Both of them have had good experience in the past, and they called in some favors. They asked some people if we wanted to come and join them in their first season, and I'd be happy to come back anytime if they found something that they thought that I could bring something to it. We're having a great time. Anything Goes. I don't know if you know the history of it. It was written in '34. And the music of Cole Porter and P.G. Wodehouse wrote the first book, and then Lindsay and Krauss, it was actually their first collaboration together, famous team, writing team, because there were many different books written. And Ethel Merman was the original star. And we have a powerhouse. Amanda Laverne is just a triple threat. She sings her butt off. She dances. she's amazing. She's probably the only one in the cast who's up right now because she gets up and runs about 5 miles every morning.
Well, for that lead, she has to be that strong.
And she is. She's a dynamo, and she's beautiful. So there you've got you want to see her walk out on that stage, and you've got this amazing dance company around her, singers and dancers with beautiful choreography by a man named Justin Bocchigo. I couldn't say enough positive things about it. It's all come together in such a wonderful way. Theater is always about synergy. So you can on a piece of paper, it can look like it's the right thing, but until you're actually doing it, you don't know really what it's going to be like. It's like cooking. You can have the ingredients, but you got to let it simmer and you got to let it cook, and then you keep your fingers crossed. And I think we're all pretty pleased right now with the way it's turned out.
When I was talking originally about...
You can tell I had my coffee before.
What's great about the show, though, is that it's one of those shows. Now, I'm 65, so I'm an old timer. I'm as old as dirt. But it is one of those shows...
If you're as old as dirt, then I'm certainly right up there with you.
It's one of those shows that you come out and it's a good show because... You're going to go in. I wouldn't know of anybody on their way there that isn't humming, Anything goes. You're going to actually sing. There's so much singing and dancing. It's one of those shows that really is an uplifting show. You just can't come out
without
a smile.
A total romp, and there's songs that you know. There's songs that you know. I mean, if you're under 20, then maybe you're hearing them for the first time. But you probably have heard them even if you're under 20. It's Anything Goes. I Get a Kick Out of You. You know, The Lovely. It's just one, Friendship. There's just one song after another, and you go, oh, that's why it's a classic. It's really a big show. We have a cast of, 22 maybe? And they tear the roof off it.
Well,
when we do the curtain call, the ensemble is the first to hit the stage. And the roar from the audience when these kids hit the stage.
It's an amazing show.
It moves me that they're appreciated.
It's an amazing show because it's got a lot of shows always have a big dance scene to end the first act or end the show. But this show, it seems like everybody's dancing all the time, even though they're not. It really is pretty amazing to watch if you've never seen it.
No, it really is when it's done well. And as I said, we're having a blast right now. We couldn't be happier to be here. The Sharon Playhouse, one of the things that makes it so wonderful, and it's I grew up where there were a lot of summer stock theaters. You know, there were a lot of those places that looked like the barn, and then they were converted into a wonderful theater, and I got my start doing that up in Maine when I was going to school in Boston. And this has that feel to it, and it has all of these young people who are starting their careers who have this wonderful, bright-eyed approach to it. And then we have a couple of the old pros that they bring in, you know, into the mix that have been around for a little while, me being the oldest of all of those. And then you have some local amazing talent that contribute too. So all of those things together, people who love doing it, and it's done for the right reason. I couldn't be prouder.
And we're talking about Anything Goes at the Sharon Playhouse, which is on now through July 1st. And you just mentioned something that's so important. The re-involvement of local people with professional actors is so important. I know that years ago I was in a play at the Sharon Playhouse. And the lead was the music man, and the lead eventually went on to be on a show on Broadway. He was professional. He really took me under his wing, and made me absolutely perform for 2 weeks. The interaction between the local talent and the big talent that comes in really is something that makes and has made Sharon Playhouse so successful over the years, and was missing last year. And it's good to see it back again this year.
Well, it really is back this year, and we love all of the people that are getting to know from the area. You know, in our cast, we have, I'll just throw out the first names. We have Emily and Bill and David and Barbara and Laurie, and, you know, it's just, I can go on and on. And then, as I said, we have the young performers who just, some of them graduated college a week before they showed up here, and a couple, you know, and they're all going to New York, and they all have bright futures ahead of them. And that's always inspiring for me to see a new generation showing up trained, ready, willing, and more than able to do the work. It's really a thrill.
All right. Well,
what a beautiful area. How much do I love hanging out here?
I know. You can't beat it, because there's history around every block, and there's also art and entertainment around a lot. Sometimes we take this area for granted, those of us who live here.
I think that's a typical trait that we have as human beings.
Well,
and so, you know, I couldn't wait to get away from my hometown, because I knew I needed to do what I do, and it wasn't going to be a lot of opportunities in Kingston, and now I love to go back and visit. My mother is still alive there, so on my days off I go back, and she's, you know, God bless her, she's in a nursing home. She's going to be 98 in November.
Wow.
But she knows the words to every song in this show.
Once again, June 15th through July 1st, it's Anything Goes at the Sharon Playhouse. For tickets and more information, sharonplayhouse.org. Paul, thanks.
Marshall, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning.
And, you know, Saturday night after the show, we do like an after-party little cabaret out on the patio there, and they They have the bars open, and people sing from the show, and other people from town can get up and sing a song if they want. And it's a fun way to be a part of the community with for us, and hopefully the community will join us there.
All right, Paul, thanks for getting up this morning and joining me.
All right, you take care of your throat, man.
Will, take care, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. From the show Anything Goes, Paul Greppel here on Robin Hood Radio.